Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Have you ever met a woman who was an officer in the United States Air Force? Would you like to hear about her 9 years of military experiences? Have you ever wanted to know what it's really like for a woman in the military? Now, tell me, would you like to learn some secrets about healthy living from a registered nurse? Have you ever experienced the power of prayer? Can you imagine having a faith that's so powerful it will heal you? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to two guests who are success coaches extraordinaire with Successimo.com. They have provided us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons. Before I introduce my first guest, I'd love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. Let me repeat that, 818-431-8506. Call in with any questions that you may have for our guests during their interview. Now, let me tell you about my first guest. This guest is the author of God's Healing Plan, Hope for the Emotionally and Spiritually Wounded. She is also a certified life coach, inspirational writer, speaker, registered nurse, and she has served over 9 years as an officer in the United States Air Force. This expert was born in Beaumont, Texas, and graduated with her Bachelor's of Nursing degree at Lamar University. She is currently pursuing her Master's in Theology degree at St. Mary's University in San Antonio, Texas. After graduating with her degree, she joined the United States Air Force, served as an officer and trauma nurse for over 9 years. Her experience as a nurse gave her opportunities to help America's troops during difficult times, especially during time of war. This coach completed a one-year tour in Osan AB, South Korea, and was later deployed to Germany for Operation Iraq Freedom. Currently, she continues to serve as a life coach, inspirational writer, and speaker. She encourages troops, their families, churches, and organizations to emotional healing, family strength, and personal growth. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Janice F. Baca. Hi, Janice. How are you doing?
Hi, January. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. You know, I have so many questions I want to ask you, and I want you eventually to share with us the secrets to better physical health. Your secrets are not secrets among the medical profession, but these are secrets that you're going to be sharing with our listeners today. But first, tell us, give my listeners a little bit of your background and who some of your first early mentors were.
Well, my background is that I, of course, went to nursing school, became a registered nurse, and joined the Air Force, decided to try something new and different in life, and it was most certainly an exciting experience for over 9 years. I was sent to Osan Air Base in South Korea for about a year, and then did serve in Operation Iraqi Freedom. The interesting part of all of this is that my son, who also joined later in the Army, was deployed for Operation Iraqi Freedom. The only problem was, is as a trauma nurse and my son in battlefield, it's probably not a very good combination because he was wounded in war in Iraq, and I was one of the nurses that was taking care of the trauma. Thank goodness I didn't have to take care of my son. It was quite a challenge, but, that's really, you know, what some of the meat of the book is about is some of the trials that I went through as a trauma nurse, a battlefield nurse, and my son serving along beside me. And it was pretty tough because then at the same time I went through a divorce and, you know, I could not find my son. I didn't know where he was and was really went through quite a bit when I was there in Europe. But, you know, I did have a lot of preparation for the war. It was not the war in itself. It was, you know, the Air Force is really great about training you up and mentoring you and strengthening you and giving you the vision that you need. Unfortunately, the family was not there. The husband that I was married to was not there with me at that time. He had abandoned me while I was there, and I came back homeless.
Oh,
and,
dear.
Yeah, homeless and broke. So it was a very traumatic event. So it's...
How old were you when you went into the Air Force?
I was just turned 29, and I wasn't young. I wasn't a baby. I had already graduated from nursing school when I joined the Air Force.
And how old was your son when he went into the service?
He was, I think he was roughly 25. I'm trying to remember exactly his age, but he was in his 20s. There's no doubt about that because I had him when I was a young teenager. So it was a blessing and, you know, to be able to have my son to serve along beside me.
Mm-hmm. Now, I hope and pray that you'll tell me he's doing fine now.
Physically, he is fine. Yes, he's doing well. You know, of course, the war has its own trauma, you know, effects on people. And so, you know, he's still going through some of that and releasing that. But still, physically, my son has lived. He is doing well. I wish that all of his buddies had survived. But, you know, but my son is well. Yes, he is well.
Oh, that is so, that's good to hear. What an experience to have two people in the same family, to have a mother who's the trauma nurse and to have the son have to go through a war injury and the trauma experience. You know, I think I hear so much. I do interviews all the time about this topic. I was telling you when we were off the air about Sporty King having been on the show on Monday, and he's working with a project called Yellow Ribbon Program. And it's to help military families pre-deployment, during deployment, and post-deployment. And he said also that you deal with a lot of the the stress from having served. And that stays with these young people a long time, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And that's the reason why we can't ignore it, that it's important that we do face this, that we do make sure that they all receive the care that they need, the counseling they need. And it's not just counseling. They need a very holistic care and approach to their needs because it's more there's more trauma than just their emotional. It's a spiritual trauma. It's we need to make sure that every aspect of their needs are addressed.
Oh, yeah. And this wonderful book, God's Healing Plan, Hope for the Emotionally and Spiritually Wounded. Now, you wrote that. When did you leave the service?
I exited the service in 2004, right after I had returned from the war. I was tired, and it was it was time to rest and recover.
And when did you write the book?
It took me about 7 years to really come to muster up the courage to tell my story and to provide the teaching plan that I have in it. So 7 years later, I said, you know what? It's something I need to do. It's very difficult to be real in the book and to reveal who I am. You know, very strong woman. There are just things about me that are private. But I felt like because there's so many that's facing the same kind of emotional turmoil that was in me at that time, I felt like my story needed to be shared, as well as the teaching plan to get through the healing process of a very traumatic event. So it took me 7 years to really get the strength to do it and the courage.
Well, better late than never, and, you know, I'm all for it because I actually wrote my first book when I was 50, and I had been thinking about it for maybe 25 years.
Wow.
So 7 years sounds pretty short to me, but I know it was a labor of love, and it must have been very difficult to put that on the paper and share it with people. Some things are so private, they have to ferment for a while before you're willing to actually publicly speak about them. Don't you think that's true?
It is true, and I think because had I initially had written it right away, I think it would have been much too raw for me. And I don't think that I would have given any very wise advice at that time to really provide the direction for those who also, I think it would have been more destructive. So sometimes time is really needed in order to, as you were, I like the term you use, ferment, you know, so that it can come to this place where it's like, okay, let me think about this solidly. How do I get through it? And what can I advise others to get through this? So you're right. You're absolutely correct.
You know, we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsor. But when we come back, I want you to share your website information, and also we'll be sharing Janice F. Baca's Secrets to Better Health. We'll be right back.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think, learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back. This is January Jones with my guest, Janice F. Baca, sharing her Successimo story. Janice, would you tell my listeners, give them some website information and tell us where we can find your book?
Sure, I would be glad to, January. My website is at www.janicefbaca.com. That's J-A-N-I-C-E, F as in Frank, B as in Bravo, A-C-A.com.
Okay.
And, of course, you can order my book from my website as well.
Okay, and is your book at Amazon?
It is at Amazon. It's at you can also order it at any bookstore as well.
Okay, wonderful. Now, have they put it in Kindle form yet?
It is in Kindle form.
Wonderful. I'm addicted.
I love that Kindle.
Me too. I'm addicted to it. It goes with me everywhere. I never let it out of my sight. I even read it when I'm standing in line at the bank. I'll tell you, I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Now, we're going to talk about secrets to better health. But before we tackle that really big topic, and I know you have some fantastic secrets to share, could you look back on your life and could you tell us what were the unexpected things or one thing that happened in your life that contributed the most to your future success?
The biggest thing that happened in my life was what I call the three wars, and it was of course, I was already prepared for a physical war just in case America goes to war. That one was one aspect of it. Another aspect was at the same time going through a divorce, coming home homeless, and the third war was not being able to find my son. The trauma of the three wars in my life at that time turned me around in a way that it made me realize I'm not in control. But I have to find and know who is in control, and I need to follow the one and only who is in control. And that's when I woke up to really being fervent about my spiritual life and, mm-hmm. and being a solid Christian and being one that really seeks the word and really helps those in need and reaches out to those who may be in a situation like I was. That uh-huh. was one aspect of really turning my life around.
Well, I can certainly see that going through three wars would do a lot to people. You know, some people it destroys, and some people it helps and makes them stronger. And I'm so glad you were one of those who became stronger. Now, you have been a new success coach with successimo.com, and we're thrilled to have you with us. And we look forward to you posting many, many more articles at our website. The article I'm looking at now is fantastic. It's called Secrets to Better Health, Even Doctors Agree. Okay, could you share some of your super special secrets with my listeners?
Yeah, you know, we always talk about, oh, my goodness, you know, the high blood pressure, the cholesterol, the depression, mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. and we go to our doctors, and we should, and we continue to take our medications, and, of course, we should. But
yeah.
there are some things that we have a tendency to overlook, and one of those things is our spiritual beings and how we can actually affect our physical health by doing something very much spiritual. And mm-hmm. one of the things that I was excited to find was a study done by Harvard's Mind and Body Institute. And I'm going to read the quote. It says, prayer and religious rituals can relieve stress. Praying 10 to 20 minutes a day can decrease blood pressure, heart rate, breathing, and metabolic rates. That's huge when it comes to affecting your health. And that is a part of our lives that I think that we need to start incorporating. And, of course, you know, when I went through my experience, prayer was very much a part of my life. And mm-hmm. I think that's the reason why my physical health at that time was astounding, is because of the fact that it so positively affects your physical health.
Mm-hmm. And that's an amazing statistic, that 10 to 20 minutes of prayer each day can relieve your stress. Now, some people don't feel comfortable doing traditional prayers, and they'll say to me, well, I'm not organized religion, but I'm a spiritual person. So what do you say to these people?
Well, what I say to these people is that prayer isn't about really organized anything. It's about a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And just as you would have a prayer, a conversation with your best friend here, this is what I'm talking about as a prayer. And I don't get into the formalities of how prayer should be. It's like sometimes it's just, oh, God, help. Oh,
mm-hmm.
God, here I am. Oh, God, please hear me. You know, and it's like, yes, this in my case, I am very much a Christian-based organization. And I, you know, but when it comes to prayer, it's conversation. It's just your everyday. You can see me walking down the streets. Oh, Lord, what is it I need to do? Lord, help me. Gosh, this is what I need to do. So, you know, it's very much just relax and enjoy the relationship.
Oh, that's such good advice. It's like I deal with my radio show. I just say we're having a conversation. Now, what about praying for other people? You may have loved ones who need healing. How can your prayers help them?
Well, the interesting thing is another one of the studies that I found is that St. Luke's Heart Institute in Kansas City says that mm-hmm. those who have been prayed for, they did this study, it was really exciting, that there have been those that were in the hospital, and they found a 50% shorter stay in the hospital of people that have been prayed for. Now, that's exciting because it's like, now the people didn't know. So this is one of those blind studies. So you have people that are being prayed for in one set of rooms and the people that are not being prayed for in the other set of rooms. 50% shorter stay in hospital. Now, that's astounding.
It is.
I would have to say not only does prayer positively affect your own physical, mental, and emotional, spiritual self, but my goodness, it does affect those that you pray for as well. That right there is something we can't ignore.
And that's a fact. And, you know, so many times you'll hear about people who have prayer chains, and sometimes if you're lucky enough, your name will be submitted. And it's amazing that you can expect to have some amazing results from these prayer chains because they are so incredibly powerful, having a group of people pray rather than one individual.
I agree, and that's where, you know, it's very important that we all lock arms, you know, and pray for one another and keep each other encouraged. If even for those that just feels like, you know, I don't feel like I can pray anymore, then you pray for them. That's where you will speak on their behalf, and you stand as, you know, an intercede on their behalf and watch them, you know, come to a full recovery or come to a place to be able to stand on their own and maybe even reach out to help someone else as well.
Yeah. Now, what do 99% of doctors, what do they believe?
99% of the doctors believe that there is an important relationship between the spirit and the flesh. It's like they're even now teaching that in medical school, and it's like, so if our physicians believe that there's a relationship between our physical being and our spiritual being, why don't we? You know, we need to realize, well, wait a minute, these are our educated individual. These are people who know us, know our bodies, know what we should be doing well and not well and so forth, and so we need to believe that if they understand it and they see the relationship, then we need to see that as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love the way you explain prayer, like you can just be going for a walk and you can have this internal conversation with God, and without realizing it, you'll be helping yourself and probably helping other people to heal.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy thing to do, isn't it?
It is a very easy thing to do, and especially when you feel like and you've come to this place of relationship, and even whenever you walk in by someone, you see their face kind of cast down, and they're really down and out. And if you say, "Can I pray for you?" it's so inspiring and encouraging because it's not for you, it's not for anyone else, but it's for them, and someone stopped to think about them. Someone stop to encourage them. And especially for us who really believe in the power in that prayer and what can be done in that prayer and how God is going to answer that prayer, then that person is more than just inspired. You actually physically and spiritually and mentally and emotionally, you impacted their lives. So this isn't a little thing. This is huge. This is a life-changing event that you can do for anyone else, just having a conversation with God himself and lifting up the person who seems to have a bit of a down day, and you can turn their lives around.
Oh, this is powerful information, and I hope our listeners will remember where they heard it and from who they heard it. Janice F. Baca, you know, we have a few more minutes, and I wanted to ask you, what advice do you, with all of your experience with yourself and your son, what advice do you have for young people who are going into the military, and what advice do you have for their families?
I would have to say that most, first and foremost, is family must stick together. That going into the military, you can always expect and always anticipate that the reason why the military was even created was that there is a preparation for time of war, and that there could be chances of you going to a war. However, family must be together. Family must stick together. There must be a true faithfulness in family where you lock arms, because it's not easy. It's not as easy as you think it is. And this is, had we had been able to lock arms, we would have made it through completely as an entire family unit. But this was a very difficult time. And people get, I think, a little bit deceived to think, well, it's not that difficult. Well, it is if you don't have family support at home. It is extremely difficult. And that's why when I say marriage, lock arms and don't let go. Don't ever, ever let go.
That's such good advice, and it comes from us, to us, from someone who has walked the walk, and she's just not talking the talk. She's really giving you some potent, good advice. We keep all of our young people in the military and their families in our prayers and thoughts every day, and hopefully they'll all be back with us soon, and hopefully they'll have wonderful lives ahead of them. There's a lot for them to overcome, and people like you, Janice, are certainly helping them. We're so happy to have you on the show, and I'm thrilled that you are a success coach with us at Successimo. And you must promise me that once you have some more articles posted, you'll contact me and come back on our show.
I will be glad to. I want to thank you also for having me on your show. It's been a real pleasure and privilege of being here and being able to meet with you and your listeners.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back after a brief message with some information about your host today.
Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100-plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back for the second half of our show today, sharing Successimo stories with January Jones. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard about brain training? Tell me, do you know what sensory motor rhythm is? Let me ask you, have you ever heard of ADHD? That's attention deficit hyperactive activity disorder. Wow, that's a long one. Have you ever wanted to know more about this condition? Or better yet, would you like to learn how to get rid of ADHD for good? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successful Stories. Right now, I'd like to introduce you to our second guest, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about her. This guest is the author of Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder in 60 Days Without Ritalin. Yes, without Ritalin. This book was selected as Best Motivational Book by the Reader's Favorite Book Awards in Las Vegas and Best Self-Improvement Book by the Mom's Choice Awards in Virginia. Our coach is an investigative reporter with 20 years' experience for newspapers and magazines. She has a master's in journalism from Regent University and a bachelor's in psychology from Eastern University. She is also a contributing writer for Upstate Parent, Low Country Parent, and Palmetto Parent magazines that are published in South Carolina. She is also the director of www.trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com, which spotlights her book and 60-day brain training program for ADHD. It is with great pleasure that I welcome back to our show Nikki Van Valkenburg. And Nikki, it's wonderful to have you back. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me. And hello to everybody listening, too.
Okay. Well, you are a return guest, and the reason I was so anxious to have you come back is we did our first interview, and it went so quickly, I still had many more questions to ask you, and I'm sure our listeners do, too. Just to start, for people who haven't heard your first interview, could you give us a little bit of information about ADHD and tell us what some of the warning signs are?
Okay, sure. ADHD is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and it's kind of a buzzword in the media today. It could be attention deficit with hyperactivity, without, or maybe a combined type. And their symptoms are things like poor concentration, being distracted, being disorganized, even being restless, having a low tolerance for boredom. Like waiting in line is pure torture, and if you're listening to a boring speaker, you just want to get up and leave. Low arousal, not being able to get into gear, feeling bored or apathetic, having a craving for stimulation. Maybe you're a thrill seeker or an adrenaline junkie, and you just need an extra push to focus.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people with ADHD love coffee, soda, or energy drinks because it helps get them up and ready for action. And another sign would be impulsiveness, poor short-term memory, and often feeling kind of dissatisfied and frustrated because you're performing below your ability.
Okay.
So those are some of the symptoms.
And is it more common in boys or girls?
Well, they say it's more common in boys, but it's in children as well as adults. And the definition is something that was made by the American Psychological Association. And traditionally, medicine is prescribed for ADHD, but there's another way to conquer ADHD without taking drugs, and that's brain training. And there's a way to train your brain and use your brain's natural electricity and biorhythms to actually boost your neurotransmitters, boost your dopamine and serotonin levels, and thereby you're able to focus, concentrate, tune out distractions, and really start being productive and getting organized.
Okay. Now, briefly, share with us the fact that this, as far back as 1967, that's it, 1967, unbelievable, a medical doctor found a natural cure. And tell us briefly a little bit about this fantastic development.
Well, it's so amazing. And when I found this research, it was like opening a treasure chest and just finding gold inside. It's something that's not talked about a lot in the media. However, in neurotherapy clinics across the country, this protocol is widely practiced. Everybody knows about it. But the media is so driven by money, and the pharmaceutical industry is, of course, powered by money. So everybody knows the drugs, but very few people know about the brain training. Way back in 1968, a neuroscientist named Dr. Barry Sterman was working with stray cats in his lab. And these were feral cats born in the wild, and they shunned human contact. But he exposed them to certain sound waves. And when the cats were conditioned and trained with these sound waves, they exhibited perfect motor stillness. They allowed themselves to be petted and handled, and they even ignored the distraction of food and water.
Oh,
and it was really an amazing thing. Yeah, in a way, the cats were a lot like children or adults with attention deficit disorder. But one day, his lab assistant came to him, and she asked if he could test that protocol on her. And her name was Margaret Fairbanks.
Okay.
Yeah, and Margaret Fairbanks said, "Dr. Sterman, I have epilepsy, and because of my medical condition, I can't get my driver's license. My husband has to take me to work. If I want to get a ride to the store, somebody has to bring me. And I'm so tired of being dependent upon other people all the time. I really want my independence, and I want my driver's license." Well, Dr. Sterman couldn't really make any promises, but he said, "Okay, I'll test this rhythm on you." So every day he came to the lab, and they practiced these sound waves. She just lay down and listened to these sounds. It seemed like nothing was happening, but at the end of 60 days, Dr. Sterman said, "Okay, let's go back to your doctor and have them test you and check you out." So they did a whole battery of tests. They did EEGs and MRIs and all kinds of tests on her blood pressure, her eyesight, her heartbeat, and also the brain, of course, like the MRIs. And the doctors came back, and they found that she no longer had epilepsy. It was an amazing thing. Of course, she was doing somersaults across the floor because she had had epilepsy since she was a little girl. But she was so excited, and she said, "Can you give me a note so I can go to the DMV?" And sure enough, the doctor gave her a note, and she got her driver's license that day. And it was so exciting. And the word got out, and people from all over the country started coming to Dr. Sterman's office to be tested. And they were lining outside of his office saying, "Hey, I want to be the next person to be cured of epilepsy. And I brought my brother, I brought my sister, I brought my mom and dad. We all want to be cured." And even today, he still works with epileptic people. It's a wonderful thing.
That's a fantastic
But then researchers...
story.
It is. And then researchers started to say, "Well, if he could do that with the stray cats, if he can do that with epilepsy, what can he do with children with ADHD? What can he do with people who have dyslexia, who see their S's and B's and D's backwards? Or, or children that have trouble paying attention in class, and they read something and they can't even remember what they've read, or they have test anxiety or all kinds of problems." And So then Dr. Sterman met with these two researchers at the University of Tennessee, Joel and Judith Lubar, and they continued to work on this protocol and perfect it and test it on children and adults with attention deficit, children with learning disabilities, and they saw all kinds of wonderful things happen. Children got off of Ritalin. They got off of Adderall. They got out of the resource classroom, the special needs classroom. They went back into the normal classroom. They finished high school, went on to college, and they never needed medicine again. It's just a wonderful protocol.
Fantastic.
And today this protocol is used in clinics all across the country.
That is amazing. We're going to take a break and hear from our sponsor.
Okay.
And when we come back, I would like you to share a little bit about the fact that they have used this with NASA. We will be right back with Nikki Van Valkenburg.
Let me ask you, are you ready to become a cash cow? Would you like to get paid while you're spending time at your computer? Let's face it, if you're on it all the time, you might as well be earning while you're learning. You may be asking now just how does SuccessMO.com work? SuccessMO.com is the new paradigm in social networking with big lessons and big rewards. Simply put, it is a change in the way people will learn, earn, work, and live right now and in the future. Its primary purpose is to let people become successful in whatever areas of their life that they desire. We have found that when rewarded with valuable merchandise and cash, people are motivated to continue their learning process. All you will need to do will be short lesson activities that can be articles, videos, audios, blogs, or forums. They take only a few minutes at your computer, and they will reap great rewards. At SuccessMO.com, you will never have to reinvent the wheel or anything else. We will provide you with success coaches who will motivate, encourage, and support you as you create your own SuccessMO story. And more than that, SuccessMO.com provides you with money. You'll have the opportunity to earn money while you're learning to be successful. The lesson activities at SuccessMO are from the world's foremost instructors. Our success coaches are experts in their fields with proven and demonstrated experience. Many of them are authors, speakers, teachers, entrepreneurs, and successful businessmen and women. We strive to bring you success coaches with diverse backgrounds and life experiences. We continually grow our resource base of content providers to serve you continually for your development desires and needs. It is easier than you think to build your own network by just referring your associates, employees, friends, and family. Much to your amazement, SuccessMO.com will take on a virtual reality life and connect you to a global social networking experience. There are no geographic or physical limitations to this enterprise. So now it's time for you to become a SuccessMO subscriber. And always remember that on the Internet, innovation plus ideas will equal income. It's time for you to step up to the plate and hit that home run you've always been dreaming about. The timing is right for you to use your creativity and courage to start collecting the cash flow that is the future of social networking on the Internet. Yes, you deserve to be that cash cow right now. SuccessMO.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with our guest today, Nikki Van Valkenburg, sharing her SuccessMO story with you right now. Nikki, would you share your website information and tell my listeners where they can get your book and possibly sign up for your program?
Okay. My website is www.trainyourbraintransformyourlife.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my book. It's $24.99 with free shipping. And you can also get my book on Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com. And I also have my book, and then I have an upgrade, which is an actual brain training system.
Mm-hmm.
And that retails for about $370.
Okay.
And we have a Pay Me Later program where people can have up to 1 year to pay without interest.
Oh, that is fantastic. So basically anyone could try this system.
Yes. Yeah, it's for adults. It's for children. And we have a 30-day money-back guarantee that if it doesn't work for you, you can send it back and get your money back.
Oh, that's fantastic. And what about, and so if it's a 60-day protocol, and you can conquer ADHD, 60 days, how much time each day would you have to use the machine?
It's just 22 minutes a day. And
oh,
how
okay.
it works is you put on, it comes with a headphones, a pair of eyeglasses, and a little control box with pre-programmed sessions. So
mm-hmm.
you put on the eyeglasses, the headphones, you lay back on your bed, cover up with a blanket,
uh-huh.
and just start the control box, and you'll see some mild flashing lights,
uh-huh.
and then you'll hear a heartbeat sound. And what you're seeing and hearing is actually the sensory motor rhythm, what I described previously. But I like to describe it as the rhythm of peak performance, mm-hmm. because it's the rhythm of a person who's optimally listening, focusing, tuning out distractions, getting organized, and being productive. It's that person that we all want to be, and by practicing this rhythm, by listening to it and seeing it, you're actually practice the rhythm. And it's like they say, practice makes perfect, and repetition creates mastery.
Okay. And it's a relatively simple and painless program. And it's been said that attention deficit is like being parked in the wrong place at the wrong time. You can relate to that, can't you?
Yes, I do like to think about it like parking. Uh-huh. And because when a person has ADHD, they're actually stuck. They're mm-hmm. stuck in that rhythm, and they need an interruption. It's kind of like watching TV, and we're watching our favorite show, and all of a sudden we see the announcer say, "We interrupt this program to bring you this very special announcement." Well, by training our brain, we actually interrupt those patterns that are ingrained in our mind, like being distracted, reading, not remembering what we've read, mm-hmm. being scattered all over the place, being restless. We interrupt those bad habits, and we mm-hmm. introduce this new rhythm, which is the sensory motor rhythm, or the rhythm of peak performance. And then by practicing it, you can actually master it, and then that rhythm will replace your ADHD. So that when you're using your brain, you won't use the ADHD way anymore. You'll be using the sensory motor rhythm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we have the subject of brain plasticity. It's a buzzword, and it's been said your brain is plastic. What does this mean?
Right.
And is this a good thing?
Right. It's a very good thing for ADHD.
Oh.
When we talk about your brain being plastic, that's not saying that it's made out of silly putty or some sort of plastic compound, but actually that your brain is flexible, that your brain is able to change, grow, and develop throughout your age, throughout your lifetime. You know, it used to be thought that, you know, you're born and the brain you have is the brain that you're stuck with the rest of your life, and that you grow and grow and grow until a certain point, and then you start to age, and mm-hmm. your brain goes downhill with that, with the aging. But in reality, researchers have now found that the brain is plastic or capable of change even into old age.
Wow.
And if the brain, if you don't have anything physically wrong with your brain, like brain damage, your brain mm-hmm. can, in fact, be trained or rehabilitated. And this is a subject that's been widely written about in the media. We have Dr. Norman Doidge has written a book, The Brain That Changes Itself, with plenty of case studies and stories of people that have actually trained their brain to overcome physical hardships like a stroke or even a debilitating illness.
Uh-huh.
And if that's true, if we can really train our brain, if we can change the brain, that is tremendous hope for ADHD. It means that we don't have to be ADHD the rest of our lives. We can train our brains to overcome and to think faster on our feet, to have more production, more momentum, and to be better organized during the day.
This gives a lot of hope to a lot of families who are dealing with children with this issue. You know, it seems like I never heard that term when I was raising my children, and all of a sudden, it's everywhere. We hear about ADHD all the time. Why do you think that is? Just that the internet is there and people are sharing more?
Well, it seems like the problem comes up more and more, and everybody is diagnosing, so to
mm-hmm.
speak, this problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a child has trouble sitting still in the classroom or paying attention, they immediately say, "Oh, you got ADHD, you need to go to your doctor, you need to get a prescription."
Right.
And it's kind of publicized like that. And some of these problems, they could be corrected simply by creating some structure or finding a subject that a child really enjoys. You know, if they really love art or they really love science or something like that, you see it when children play video games, that all of a sudden they have like this laser-like focus. They can concentrate. Mm-hmm. They don't even hear mom calling, it's dinner or it's time to come eat. They don't even hear that because they're so hyper-focused on that game. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens when we find something we're really passionate about. It turns on our brain power and ADHD fades away.
Okay. Now, tell me, how do you feel about video games? How long each day should a child be allowed to play their video games?
Well, I don't have any problems. I have two little boys, and they mm-hmm. both love video mm-hmm. games. Of course, we have to make time for homework and doing the projects from school and all that. But, yeah, I think video games are fine.
Okay.
I guess
no
there's
problem.
A fine line when it becomes an obsession. It's an expensive habit too, you know. The games they're often anywhere $30 to $50. So it adds up. So parents do have to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah. Now, what are some everyday things that my listeners can do that will help with their turning on their brain power? Also, I wanted to ask, what about Sudoku and crossword puzzles? What's your thoughts on those?
Yeah, those Sudoku and crossword puzzles are really good because mm-hmm. it gets your brain working and thinking. And, you know, boring is very bad for the brain. When we mm-hmm. do the same thing over and over again, we can get in a rut, and it just gets to the point where you're not learning new things. You're not getting that spark that mm-hmm. you really need to ignite your brain power. So boring is bad.
So what do you suggest that we do to turn on our brain power?
Well, it's definitely important to find something that you're passionate about. Maybe it's a hobby. Maybe it's a certain subject. I know with me, I started to be really passionate about the brain, and I wanted to study more and more about the brain. And I'm not always really great at concentrating, but when I find a book that I really love, a real page-turner book, that really turns on my brain power, and then I want to go to the library and read book after book after book. And nobody has to remind me of the time or anything like that because I just love it. Uh-huh. And I encourage everyone to find something they're really passionate about because that's what turns on your brain power.
Okay, so that's an easy that's a good suggestion. Sometimes it's easier said than done. You know, I think people have to expose themselves to new people, new experiences, new learning, new learning opportunities.
Yeah.
You're never too old to keep on learning, and I think that is such great advice. Now, when you look back at your entire successful career, is there something you could share with my listeners that happened to you that was unexpected that contributed to your success, a defining moment in your career? Could you share something?
Well, years ago, I took Tony Robbins' Personal Power course.
Okay.
And it's a series of CDs that you listen to a CD every day, and he tells you things like take action, set goals, and things like that. Well, I listened to the course, and I started to set goals for myself, and that's so important to have something specific and attainable that you're working towards. Well, I set an impossible goal for myself when I took that course. I wanted to go back to school and mm-hmm. study graphic design, and I didn't want to pay a cent for it. I wanted to go on a complete, all expense paid tuition paid scholarship.
Uh-huh.
Well, I thought it was an impossible goal, but when you listen to Tony Robbins, my husband says sometimes you think you can fly because he gets you so excited and pumped up. So I set that goal for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it down, and I put it on my bathroom mirror, by my kitchen sink, by my computer, everywhere, so I could see it and keep looking at it. And I started to look into scholarships and apply and things like this. And then one day somebody told me, well, did you know there's a scholarship for attention deficit disorder? And so I went to go and find out about this. It's a little government office called Department of Vocational Rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
Vocational Rehabilitation. You could probably find it in your phone book under the blue pages.
Uh-huh.
But it's a government office, and I said, oh, okay, I'll go check it out. So I went there, and I talked to them, and I told them I'd really like to go back to school to study graphic design, but I didn't have the money to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they gave me some forms to fill out, and they said, well, in order to qualify, we have to determine that you have a disability. And I said,
okay.
Well, I don't really have a disability, but I do have ADHD. And they said, well, that's listed in the American Psychological Association's Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. So we need to prove that you really have it. So they sent me to a psychologist. They had me tested.
Uh-huh.
Sure enough, I do have ADHD.
Uh-huh.
So then they put that on the paperwork, and my paperwork went before their committee, and I got voted in. I got a 2-year scholarship to
wow.
study graphic design. All expenses paid. They paid for my books, my art supplies,
wonderful.
My tuition. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
It's all goal-setting.
Thank you for sharing. That's an inspirational story with a lot of information for our listeners. I want to thank you, Nikki, so much for doing the show, and I hope you will come back. And we're looking forward to you sharing your wisdom and knowledge with us at successmo.com.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, January. I appreciate being on the show.
Wonderful. Now, for my listeners, tune in every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in March. My shows will start at 12 noon Eastern Time. My guest for my next show next Monday will be Hugh Aaron, who is a financial expert wizard, and also Dr. Wendy Nickerson, and she will give us some great inspirational information on health and fitness. I'm looking forward to presenting both these success coaches. They will amaze, amuse, and astonish you. All of my shows are on at 12 noon live, or be sure to catch any of our interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. If you have enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments are welcome. If you are interested in checking out our Successimal program, just go to our website, www.successimal.com. That's SUCCESSIMO. You can look it over, and you can sign on without any financial obligations whatsoever. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. And hopefully you can be a guest on this show. Successimo is an amazing opportunity to help out any nonprofits or charities that you work with. You can actually help them raise funds without asking for money. It's positively brilliant, and it's so easy to implement. So for now, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thanks to Janice and Nikki for a wonderful show today. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra. If you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo Stories.